Last year, Celtic Boys Club's former kitman, Jim McCafferty, 73, pleaded guilty to 12 charges relating to sexual abuse involving 10 boys between 1972 and 1996. Four of his victims played for the Boys Club, and others played for youth teams he ran in North Lanarkshire. He was sentenced to 6 years and 9 months in prison. At the time of his conviction, McCafferty was already serving a prison sentence for the sexual abuse of a boy in Belfast. The web of abuse goes further. Police Scotland are now seeking the extradition of another man associated with the Boys Club who is living in East Asia. The football scout Bill Kelly started targeting hopeful young players at clubs across Scotland in the late 60s and was eventually convicted of abusing 12 young boys in 1987. One of Bill Kelly's victims, Bill Storey, was abused while playing for the West Lothian Boys Club, Uphall All Saints, in the late 60s. Storey believes there needs to be an independent inquiry to investigate links between paedophiles working in Scotland during the 60s and 70s, and one of British sport's most notorious child sexual abusers, the English football coach Barry Bennell. In February 2018, Bennell, a former coach at Crewe Alexandra, was found guilty of 36 child sexual offences. He was jailed for 31 years for a total of 50 offences against 12 boys, and further convictions have followed, including some just this month, taking the total of known victims to 22. Given that he had worked at four different English clubs, Crewe, Manchester City, Stoke City and Leeds United, as well as having contacts with Scottish teams including Celtic Boys Club, the real number of his victims may still be far higher. Storey is aware of a claim by one former youth player in Scotland that he was trafficked down to Bennell by the Celtic kitman Jim McCafferty. The Scottish Football Association has promised to publish a report into child sexual and physical abuse in the game, which it commissioned in 2018. Although the SFA has said it will release the report, at the time of writing, it has still not been published. Last year, another man who cannot be named for legal reasons was convicted of sexual abuse against young players at Celtic Boys Club in the 1980s. Following the conviction, Celtic Football Club released a statement expressing our deep regret that these incidents took place, as well as our sympathy for the victims who suffered abuse. However, in its statement, the club stressed that Celtic Football Club is an entirely separate organisation to Celtic Boys Club.